This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, January 17th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Alex Jones is going to be taking the show at the bottom of the show, but the last half hour, 1:30 Central Time. I've been told that he has a huge announcement concerning attacks of a lethal nature. That's all I know about it. So we're going to get that information as it breaks, as Alex returns to Austin. He's on his way back. We're going to have a clip of him in the next segment telling us about what is coming up. We've also got interesting news today, as the media has declared all-out war on Donald Trump, and you've seen this, of course, before the election, ever since the election. They're now touting some new polls saying he is the most unpopular president elect that we've ever had since we've been doing polling. And, of course, Donald Trump reminds us all that they were wrong about every single poll through the primary process, through the electoral process. They have been used as push polls. But, of course, you know, I'm sure they have taken some skin off of him. He's had the vice chairman of his transition team say that he believes the constant attacks have had a small effect on his numbers, but that he will bounce back once we see what he does. I think that's the case. But clearly it is a case of pushing against Donald Trump with every fake narrative that they can come up with. And we're going to talk today about this new BBC documentary that has come out in Panorama. And as some of the people in the UK are talking about it, they said, is this Panorama, that's the name of the program, or is this propaganda? And they actually called Donald Trump, the name of the documentary that they put together is The Kremlin Candidate. And again, I told you before that this was the new narrative that had been prepared in advance. It's very interesting to see how the mainstream media there and here are coordinating these attacks, coordinating the memes, coordinating the narratives. They just started last week talking about the Manchurian candidate. That's become the new meme to replace the fact that they continually say Donald Trump is Hitler, Donald Trump is Hitler. And then when he pushes back and he says, hey, national security is starting to act like a Nazi propaganda organization leaking this fake dossier about me. And they say, you can't say that. You can't call us Nazis. We can only we can call you Nazis. And if you call us Nazis, then that's an offense to call us Nazis. So what is really behind this? Is, as I pointed out yesterday, we got media gatekeepers who are being shown the door. They have a protectionist guild at the White House press corps, and they're furiously trying to protect that. Donald Trump is coming after them because they have been coming after him with an orchestrated propaganda campaign. Now, they're also coming after him with protesters. They're offering to pay protesters up to $2,500 apiece to agitate at the Trump inauguration. We got ads in 24 cities. They're saying, hey, we'll pay you $50 an hour if you participate in at least 6 events a year. Folks, they say we're looking for grassroots support. By definition, that is AstroTurf. If you're going out there with deep pockets, paying people $30,000 a year to protest, you're a paid protester. That's AstroTurf. That's your job, okay? That's the same as if you got hired by some special interest lobbyist group to act as a to write pieces for a think tank or something, okay? That's what that's truly about. And we're also going to have James O'Keefe joining us in the second hour. He's going to have part two of that Project Veritas report, the undercover report. We played part of that yesterday for you, and we talked about that. They caught people talking about how they were going to infiltrate the Deplora Ball, one of the inauguration balls that was held to honor people who had voted for Donald Trump. People who voted for Donald Trump knew what was going on. They weren't Russian agents. They weren't racist. They weren't KKK people. They were just ordinary people that Hillary Clinton said are deplorable. So they organized a Deplora Ball, one of the inauguration balls. They want to infiltrate that, and they want to release butyric acid, which is the acid that gives human vomit its distinctive smell. But in concentrated forms, it's quite dangerous. It's an acid. It can burn your skin. It can cause burning of your lungs, that type of thing. So quite frankly, folks, this is a crime, and they're conspiring to commit a crime. That information has been turned over to law enforcement. We're going to have part two of that today. We're going to talk to James O'Keefe. And also, Alex Jones is going to have a major revelation about attacks of a lethal nature. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You won't hear
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
This is my final voice report before I return back to the studio in Austin later today. They're about to close the cabin door. Coming up, I'm going to break this down more in a longer report I just filed, but it just struck me that as libertarians, as Americana promoters, we are not drama queens like the controlled, domesticated left. Can you imagine what would happen if there was a video of Trump supporters or of libertarians planning to attack a Democratic ball with chemical weapons? I mean, that's what this report is. It's a deadly acid pumped into the ventilation system. And of all places, they're meeting at David Brock's boyfriend's pizza place. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. And then you add to that all these other groups calling for violence and just the frothing hysteria of these people where they've totally dehumanized us. And so anything goes. You know, they've had these different leftist groups like the ADL come out and say that Trump shouldn't compare the fake dossier, it's been proven fake now, to Hitler. I mean, what are you supposed to compare this level of fascism to now where they literally want to gas us? I mean, I'm going to speak at this event. I'm going to go there despite the threats for the First Amendment and really stand up against this.
If you're just stepping on board, we still have plenty of seats.
Finishing this report as they're closing the cabin door. I'll be back today, Lord willing, live at 1:30 Central to break down the greatest attack on the press we've seen in modern history. It's now reached lethal levels. It's now reached attempted murder levels. How are you doing, sir? And it is imperative that we stand together and we stand against this intimidation. I mean, notice, I always say themes come out on each broadcast or in each week or each month, not because I come up with themes, but because the real events in the world do. We've got people planning to release chemical weapons on peaceful people exercising their First Amendment, who've already been demonized and already called deplorable and already been turned into animals, basically. And that's exactly, again, what the Nazis did. And they do this over and over and over again. This is a very dangerous cult of people. And the Democratic Party is basing their whole system around racial systems of control. It's just so diabolical, it makes my head spin. And it's time for Democrats to decry this garbage. And it's time for Republicans to take their party back, and the Democrats as well, and realize the ruling classes are using divide and conquer on us, and it's gotten extremely dangerous. But to all the thugs, all the minions, all the Soros people, your intimidation is only going to make more people stand up and get right back in your face. In fact, it's been your intimidation, it's been your bullying, it's been your demonization that's caused so many people to take action and wake up. And so just understand that you're making the same mistake that tyrants have made throughout history over and over again. All right, back to David Knight in Austin, Texas.
And again, I'm David Knight in studio. You just heard Alex Jones. He's going to be joining us in the studio at 1:30 Central. That's the last half hour of this broadcast. He's going to be having an announcement, a huge announcement concerning the attacks of a lethal nature, as you just heard him talk about. Now, of course, the thing that the media is trumpeting everywhere, saying that Trump's approval polls are the lowest that they've historically seen. So that's the narrative that's coming out from the mainstream media. The bottom of the hour, Alex is going to talk about how the Democrats are constantly attacking Donald Trump. And, of course, I'm sure that they've taken some off of his numbers. But, of course, these are also the people, as Donald Trump pointed out in his tweet, he said the same people who did the phony election polls and were so wrong are now doing approval rating polls. They're rigged just like before. And we've talked about this during the election, during the run-up to the election, during the primaries. They're called push polls. You put these polls out there. One of the reasons why these polls have been so wrong in terms of the election is because they were never designed to reflect public opinion. They were designed to influence public opinion. This is a very old political tactic, but it's been used far more extensively during this campaign against Donald Trump than we've ever seen before, and they're still using that campaign, quite frankly. And, of course, we had Sean Duffy, vice chair of the Trump transition team, said that he believed, and he was on CNN, he said, yeah, they've taken a little bit of numbers off of it, but it's not that bad, and we're going to see him bounce back once he takes office. And that's the precise point. It's one of the reasons why the media gatekeepers are being shown the door at the White House. And you look at the headlines about that type of thing. Trump team considers evicting the press from the White House. That's the way The Hill reports it. Then we've got New York Times saying Trump team considers moving the press corps, alarming reporters. Another salvo from the administration that has shown an unusual willingness to berate and belittle the news media. That's what they're talking about, an erosion of press freedoms. Did they ever complain about Barack Obama locking up their own journalists, locking up whistleblowers, and an unprecedented amount, more than all the other presidents under the 1917, the 100-year-old act, the Espionage Act, In the last 100 years, Barack Obama went after whistleblowers, went after the press, coming after members of the press in an unprecedented way, doing it more than all the other presidents in the last 100 years combined. Did they ever say anything about that? No. Did they complain when Barack Obama came out and created the Ministry of Truth with the State Department, signing yet another NDAA Act, violating the Constitution? We've seen Obama use the NDAA Act, as also the Republicans, to push in things like indefinite detention without trial by the U.S. military, being able to transport people out of this country so they can torture them without trial. And now creating a Ministry of Truth, funding it for $160 million for 2 years, $80 million a year, to let the State Department, of all places, be the final arbiter of truth. Now, Bloomberg, to their credit, finally got one of these right, whoever wrote this article here. Trump team may move West Wing briefings to expand capacity. And, of course, that's what the headline on Drudge pointed out about that. Said, we object strenuously to any move, they said, that would shield the president and his advisors from the scrutiny. And, of course, that is a quote from the White House Correspondents Association. See, what you have to understand is this is truly kind of like a trade union, like a guild, trying to keep people out. And the real issue is that they're going to be bringing in talk radio hosts and bloggers. That's what Sean Spicer has said. He said there's a lot of talk of radio and bloggers and people that can't fit in right now because they don't have a permanency because they're not part of the Washington elite media. And again, they have their own little guild that says we're going to decide and only these 49 people who are entitled, who are the elite entitled, are going to have access to Donald Trump and then the rest of the people are going to be shut out. What they're saying is we want to go to another location that's adjacent to the White House so we can get up to 400 people in there. They say the Brady Press Briefing Room holds 49 seats for major media organizations, which are granted space by the White House Correspondents Association. See, it's a protectionist guild. And these guys are using this to create a narrative that Donald Trump is the most unpopular president that we've had, the most unpopular president-elect that we've had in recent times. Now, today we're going to be talking to James O'Keefe with Project Veritas. Yesterday, we played part one of his exposure. Alex referenced that in that report you just heard where they're talking about they're going to release butyric acid, which in concentrations is an acid. It'll burn your skin. It'll burn your lungs. But the key thing about it, they wanted to force evacuation of the entire building because it's a very disgusting smell. It is the ingredient in human vomit that gives human vomit its distinctive smell. And so that's what they wanted to do to release this place. But what they're talking about doing is a crime. And so we've got James O'Keefe on, is going to be talking to us about this investigation as the second part comes out today. We're going to play that for you as well. And now we see that there are ads in dozens of cities offering protesters up to $2,500 to agitate at the Trump inaugural. This is from the Washington Times. You can see this on the Drudge Report. They say Donald Trump may have a point about paid protesters. Jobs running ads in more than 20 cities. More than 20 cities offer $2,500 a month for agitators to demonstrate at inaugural events. Now, the ad says, we are the largest private grassroots support organization in the United States. And I would say if you're paying people that much money, it is AstroTurf by definition. They say we're currently seeking operatives to help send a strong message at upcoming inauguration protests. They say our standard per event pay is $50 an hour as long as you agree to participate in 6 events per year. How's that? Instead of a fight for 15, you can get $50 an hour. Absolutely amazing. Now, as I said before, Alex is going to have a report at the bottom of the hour about how the Democrats are fighting Trump. And I want you to understand how the Washington establishment, including Republicans, are fighting against Donald Trump. One of the things that the Washington Post points out, and I think this is very clear, we have become frustrated with the Republican Party. It's one of the reasons that Donald Trump succeeded, because we voted for Paul Ryan, we voted for Mitch McConnell and the rest of them. They promised us that they would follow certain policy proposals. We said we want the borders patrolled, we don't want Obamacare mandates and so forth and so on. We want you to cut taxes, we want you to cut spending in Washington, and they don't do it. And the Washington Post admits that. I think they say this very succinctly. Listen to this opening statement of this article. They say, if Republicans appeal the Affordable Care Act, that's Obamacare, they will have achieved something rare. Even when conservative policymakers have complete control of government, as Republicans will in Washington once Trump assumes the presidency, they have generally failed to eliminate major social programs after these programs have been established. Yeah, they fail to do what they said they're going to do. And we're going to take a look at Paul Ryan, because he is Exhibit A. This is a guy who has opposed Trump on ethics. He has opposed him on borders. He's opposed him on Buy American. And we're also going to take a look at how John Boehner left and immediately became a lobbyist.
Against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Alex is going to be joining us in the next segment at the bottom of the hour. He's going to talk about the Democrat opposition to Trump. I'm going to talk in this segment about the Republican opposition and the leader of that Republican opposition, Paul Ryan. But before I get to that, I just want to remind you that our sale that began at the beginning of the year, our Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative, is ending this week with the inauguration. And of course, you can still go to InfoWarsLife.com and find discounts of anywhere from 20 to 30% off. We have Brain Force, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, that's 30% off. And then at 20% off, we have Liver Shield, Prostagard, Knockout, our natural sleep aid, and also Secret 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formulation. So you'll find all of that at InfoWarsLife.com. That sale will be ending very soon. Also, we do have back in stock DNA Force, and we have given you, since it's been out of stock for a while, we've given you a 10% out-of-the-gate discount to help you stock back up. This is an emergency shipment that we got back in. It's not as big as we typically are able to get, so it may sell out before too much longer, and it will be months before we can get that back in stock again. And one of the reasons why this happens is because it's so difficult to get BioPQQ and get it in the form that we want it. It's very expensive, very difficult to produce. So a 10% discount is a big savings off of that. Get it while it's in stock right now. As I point out, it's been out of stock. It's going to be going out of stock again shortly. Very, very important nutrient for you. And if you look at the studies, there are 175 clinical studies that back up the importance of BioPQQ, just that one ingredient in there. And, of course, it's not the only ingredient. There's many other things that help your body to maintain a DNA that, well, to put it simply, just doesn't unravel. You have these end caps of telomeres that have to be maintained, and there's a lot of research that shows that your life expectancy can kind of be predicted by the length of those telomeres. They gradually start to get shorter and shorter as we get older. And if you think of your DNA strand as a twisted shoestring, once that telomere, that cap on the end of your shoestring, disappears, the DNA strands start to unravel, and that's one of the things that is, I guess, the timer on our lives that are there. But you can find all those at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I talked about Paul Ryan. I just mentioned this briefly. In so many different ways, we've seen articles coming out at the end of the last week and through the weekend with Paul Ryan saying, well, you know, I think this lobbying ban is a very dangerous proposal. I really don't think that we can do this lobbying ban that Donald Trump wants to do. What does he want to do? He wants to put a ban on people getting involved as lobbyists for 5 years, move it from 1 year to 5 years, I believe is what it is. He's going to lengthen it, and he's going to put a lifetime ban on lobbying for foreign governments. And now Dr. Paul Ryan is saying that's dangerous. Here's a good example of this, okay? As they oppose Donald Trump, it looks like they may oppose him on Buy American. That's been one of the focuses of the Trump campaign. And as The Hill pointed out last year, when they had a water infrastructure bill come up, it had a Buy American clause in there, and Paul Ryan led the opposition to get that stripped out. Why was it stripped out? Well, former Speaker Boehner had left in October, and this bill had come up 5 months later in March. And what did Boehner do? They worked, actually, you had foreign steel companies that tapped the lobbying firm that Boehner went to work for after he was Speaker of the House. So you got foreign steel companies going to a lobbying firm that employs John Boehner. And some of these are, guess what? A major Russian steel company came in and said, you know, we don't like that Buy American provision in there. Now, they got some facilities in the U.S. There's also a company called California Steel Industries that's owned by Japanese and Brazilian companies. Japanese steel company owns them. They hired the firm that John Boehner's with to take out the Buy American clause. Now, this is a couple of different issues. One of them is, do we really want the federal government building our infrastructure? I think that's a bad idea in the first place. But the other part of this shows how there is a revolving door between those who are power brokers going out and becoming lobbyists. And we have seen this from all of these former speakers, both Democrat and Republican. That's why it is so important to have some, to increase this so that you extend it from a one-year ban to a five-year ban. See, Paul Ryan says that's very dangerous because it would affect people like John Boehner, who put him in power, because John Boehner was already involved. His firm was already shutting down things immediately afterwards. And we also have, as the press, we talked about the press coming after Donald Trump and saying, no, look at these popularity polls. They're the lowest we've had for a president-elect. The way they spin the information that comes out. Of course, one of the other things that Paul Ryan did, and he was picked by the elitist to be the running mate for Mitt Romney. I'm sure he's looking at a presidential run in the future, and he is grooming himself for that. And we have the Washington Post saying, in a remarkable exchange, Paul Ryan exposes the cruelty of Trumpism because he comes after the idea that we should have borders, that we should have immigration laws. Stay with us. Alex Jones will be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
If we find out that somebody on behalf of Donald Trump was on the phone or in email relations with somebody in Russia or the ambassador to America from Russia, and there was some sort of, as you call it, collusion, then what? Does that make Trump subject to impeachment? What do you mean by not legitimate? Just generally, well, what you mean by the term.
Well, here's
what
I'm...
If you find out there was a connection, there was collusion, your term.
Well, here's what I'm trying to get to. If we discover that Donald Trump or his advocates played a role in helping to devise strategy, if they're the ones who came up with crooked Hillary, if they're the ones who came up with she's ill, something's wrong with her energy, and the way that he basically, you know, described her in the campaign, I think that is something that would put the question squarely on the table whether or not he should be impeached.
So you think you can have an impeachable offense before you take office, in other words?
Well, I think that at the point that investigations discover and can confirm and document any of that, that they had a role in helping to strategize. They had a role in attempting to determine the outcome, that in many ways they used the information that they got from the DNC when they hacked into our emails, etc. If that was used against Hillary Clinton in some ways, yes, I think that's impeachable.
You're saying you're looking for an economic message that speaks to the needs of the middle class and of working people of all colors, and I applaud you for attempting to find that message. So for 8 years, President Obama has been telling us he wants to lower drug prices because they're too high, right? And that was part of the purpose of Obamacare, but it didn't work. As you know, they're still too high, right? Right. A very fast way to do that would be to re-import drugs from Canada. Donald Trump is calling for this. Why in 8 years did Barack Obama not call for that?
Barack Obama called for so many fixes to Obamacare.
No, that's not Obamacare.
You understand what Republicans did when that man was first inaugurated. They said on day one they were going to obstruct, and they successfully did in many ways. He and the administration were very clear. There are lots of things to still fix with health care. There are lots of problems.
What about re-importing drugs at a cheaper price from Canada?
But if you don't have somebody in Congress, if you don't have any leadership on the other side who understands they need to put the American people first instead of trying to destroy government because they didn't like Barack Obama,
this is silly.
That is what is wrong. That is what keeps people disenfranchised.
Look, I don't want to relitigate it, but if you're going to generalizations that aren't true, Democrats held all three branches
untrue
of government when Obama came into office. Look,
come on,
I'm just asking.
That's transparently false.
Here you have
the
Donald
obstruction
Trump
that the Republican Party did to fixing Obamacare, to making sure that we could continue to get healthcare in this country better, was abysmal.
Do you know what it is?
If you deny it, that's on you. That's on you. You and your therapist can talk about that.
I'm not denying that Republicans tried to stop Barack Obama's agenda, and sometimes it was justified and others it wasn't. But I'm asking you this very specific drugs at a lower price from Canada. American drugs have been sold in Canada at a lower price, bringing them back. The pharmaceutical companies are against it. Obama did not push for it. Trump is now pushing for it. What's your response to that? Are you for that or against it? Simple question.
I haven't seen the exact plan you're talking about, so I'm not going to play this gotcha game. I'm not going to sit here and cheerlead somebody who is refusing to even celebrate Martin Luther King Day and understand that.
Why do you always bring it back to race? I'm asking you about economics.
That's where the segment started, Tucker. You're the one who picked the topic. I didn't.
I'm asking you about health care. I'm asking you about lowering drug prices. And Trump, look, I'm not endorsing everything Trump does. I'm just saying here he's doing something that overlaps with what Democrats have wanted to do for a long time, decades. And he's saying, yeah, let's do it. And I'm asking you, are you for it or not? Are you so partisan that you can't just say, yeah, you know, I don't like Trump, but that's a good idea? But
you know,
you can't.
Maxine Waters, the California congresswoman, went on CNBC with Chris Matthews last night to call for Trump's impeachment. She's now saying that, with no evidence or no facts, that the term Crooked Hillary came from the Russians and that the Russians were actually in command of Trump, telling him everything to say. Now, anybody that knows Trump, anybody that studied Trump knows this is the biggest joke on the planet. The only person in control of Donald Trump is Donald Trump. We also have the lady who is in the running to be the new DNC chair, I guess Ms. Green, going on Tucker Carlson last night. And when Carlson would bring up issues like Trump's plan to cut prescription drug cost, not with a governmental law, but just opening it up to competition, she would respond and said he won't celebrate Martin Luther King Day, so he's bad. Even though he is observing Martin Luther King Day. I mean, he did make comments about it a few years ago and this year as well, but none of that even matters. They just go back to race on every issue. But because the public isn't buying that anymore, they've now moved on to say that he's a Russian agent. And they've gone from saying that they just kind of influenced the election to now claiming that they're actually telling him what to say. So it doesn't work anymore to call somebody racist. You now just come out and call him a Russian agent. We all know that. The point is, though, is it's getting more desperate, as we knew it would just 3 days out, ladies and gentlemen. We are now about 3.5 days out from this historic event taking place. And Paul Watson wrote a big story yesterday concerning a NBC source. And it looks credible. I'm not saying the report's credible. I'm saying that the source, it looks like, is at NBC. Because we have quite a few sources. I'll just leave it at that. But they're saying that there is a tape compilation going back over the 14 seasons or whatever of The Apprentice with him sitting in the chair saying things like his son's retarded and making dirty jokes. I mean, and supposedly the N-word. You know, the thing about Trump, whether this is true or not, is the top people that have known him for a long time is he does like to basically tell dirty jokes, anything that a comedian would do. And he doesn't even do it that often, but almost like a stress reliever or a way to break the ice. He will sit there and a lot of times actually deprecate himself as well. You know, call himself retarded, call himself names. I'm not defending any of this, but we've all known high-powered people that have to focus all the time that sometimes when they're letting off steam act pretty stupid. I don't personally do it in those ways, but I do act silly sometimes. But I'm not even getting into all of that. The point is that they would have already released this tape if it was real previously during the election. If it is, quote, real, the word is it's so heavily edited with jump cuts that it's just like when people take stuff I've said and edit it together and take it out of context. Now, if he did ever use the N-word, even in any context, it's not right because people can then use it and basically twist it. But it's used as a power word. Quite frankly, growing up, where I heard it used was by black folks. I was always offended by it personally, just because I was basically brought up that putting people down for what group they're part of is what losers do. But regardless of that, Trump is trying to cut the taxes. He's trying to bring jobs back. He's already bringing jobs back to Detroit. Who does that help? It helps everybody, particularly it helps black people. Trump's trying to cut prescription drug costs. Trump's already bringing back hundreds of billions of dollars of jobs. Trump is actually focusing on these communities. See, Obama didn't care because he knew he had the black communities. With Trump, he's actually trying to work to go out and empower these communities and actually deliver and actually take these communities away from the Democratic Party by making them prosperous and successful. That's Stephen Bannon's plan. That's Trump's plan. That's the real plan. And that's why the media is invoking race so much, is because that they want that to be the new national identity. They want that to be what you have as a pastime, is obsessing over what color you are, which on Martin Luther King Day, we should have all asked ourselves, how have we turned things upside down? The very people that claim they love Martin Luther King all day in the controlled media, they're the very ones that are doing the opposite of what he said. He said we should be in a colorblind society and judge people off of the character of their deeds and what they actually stand for, not off of what group they're in. So this is clear divide and conquer. And again, this nation is majority minority in most areas. It'll soon be 100%, you know, in every state. The minorities are the quote majority. Okay, it'll soon be in every state, in all 50. They don't want you to have the birthright of the Second Amendment and private property and family values and free association. They want to invoke race and then tie it to everything good and everything successful and everything independent to totally and completely dominate and control your life. I know I've talked about this a lot, but let me get back to the big issue here. This is part of a concerted effort, and I've been telling you it was coming, that in the days leading up to Trump's inauguration, that we would hear about all this supposed new dirt that was about to come out, that we would hear for calls for impeachment, and now you're seeing it happen. And then you see all the massive funding for the race-based groups like Black Lives Matter and other Soros groups converging on D.C., and people meeting in D.C. restaurants being caught on tape openly talking about putting acid gas into air conditioning systems and assaulting people. This is all part of the preparation for a triggering event that's going to be race-based in the next few days. And it could be this NBC tape edited, made up. Who knows? I mean, look, I went and saw Star Wars, the new movie, Rogue One. And Princess Leia was back in it. Governor Tarkin was back in it. They're coming out reportedly with movies with John Wayne, where he returns and basically stars the whole movie himself. They can edit and do whatever they want. I'm not saying that's happening here. I'm saying they would have already released this. It was so damning. And the word is, not from our source, but from others that have talked about this supposed tape, is, again, it's second-long, edited-together jump cuts that they're scared to release because they know it's edited out of context. But let's just move on from that. Trump, if this comes out and they've twisted it or they're demonizing him, needs to just own the whole deal and say that people sit around, they joke around, they try to be shocking. You know, it's wrong that he did it, but that he was already making up for things like that and things that have happened in the past that other people have done that's wrong by really trying to focus on truly empowering all the communities in this country and bringing people together. And then he should come out and talk about the fact that 51% of black people or more on average never get out of the womb in this country, and that we should work to make sure that that genocide created by Margaret Sanger and pushed by the leftists is stopped. And then he should go on a tour of black churches and go up there with the folks and pray with them and hug everybody and have national unity. That's what we need, is to come together against the globalists and realize that they're out to get us all. And that's my final point. Ladies and gentlemen, they are growing humans that are part animal in cows and in other large mammals. They're harvesting their organs. Humanoids have been created. They don't have any rights. They are put through horrible experimentation. We talk about animal rights. Fine. What about human rights? Or what about clone rights? Or what about chimera rights? And what about the globalist funding Islamists taking over and killing hundreds of thousands of people all over the Middle East and Africa? What about all the horrible things Obama's done funding the Muslim Brotherhood? What about all the major wars they've been fighting? As you're trying to start a war with Russia. What about all the genetic engineering and the GMO and the glyphosates that have caused hundreds of millions of women worldwide to reportedly get breast cancer? These are the real holocausts that are going on. And instead, all we ever obsess over is what the media tells us to get obsessed over and these big faux issues they bring up that we're all completely sick and tired of. But quite frankly, I can say that I've never done anything consciously racist. In fact, I am so sick and tired of having every major issue out there basically poisoned with this cornucopia of disinformation. And we're all under attack. That's what I'm trying to get across to people. Does that mean that there aren't racist white people? Absolutely. Does it mean there aren't racist white people? Absolutely. But the point is, at the end of the day, we're all being manipulated against each other by the globalists who are scientific about this, and that is the ultimate anti-human agenda being carried out by these psychopaths, and it is a billion times bigger than the KKK or the New Black Panther Party or any of these mindless idiot groups. That's what I'm getting at. So I'm not here as an apologist for this tape that may exist or may not exist. I think it probably doesn't or is totally edited. They would have released it already, as I said. I'm only raising this as an example of how far we've fallen and how we get distracted like a bull with a red cape getting distracted by all these side issues by the big globalist media that we know is the enemy, that we know is lying to us, that we know is constantly playing us off against each other and lying to the public and getting us into these giant wars to bring down other sovereign nations and put radical jihadists in control. We know the New World Order is the enemy. And now they're openly trying to overturn the people's will with Trump and building towards something completely organized where we can't even get prescription drug costs cut because racism is invoked, even though it doesn't even make sense to invoke it. Or John Lewis comes out and criticizes Trump, calling him a Russian spy, and Trump says, hey, that's not very nice. Why don't you work with me? They turn that into racism. Criticizing someone who's criticized you on that issue is not racism. But again, this is an assault on logic, an assault on common sense, and we all just have to stop letting it have such power over us. That's the real control of racism, is the fact that it makes everybody paranoid about each other and makes everybody act weird and be uncomfortable. The real issue in this country isn't even what I'd call racism. It's the fact that we've all been made uncomfortable. And now all this balkanization is worse than any time in my life. It's very, very sad because we're all being targeted. with the glyphosates and the fluoride and the GMOs and the electromagnetic radiation and all this other crap. And then meanwhile, if we don't come together, we have no chance of ever coming out of this. Now, coming up today, I'm going to be back in studio. At the time you're hearing this, I'm landing in Austin, Texas. And we're going to have a huge announcement at 1:30 Central. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to even tell you who's coming up or what we're going to be breaking down, other than the fact that the press is now being targeted, and high-level supporters and boosters of Trump are being targeted for death. Okay? So, again, I've been on a workcation. I am now back, and I'm going to be going to D.C. tomorrow, and I'll be in the middle of that, so please pray for us. And please pray for this country, and please pray for justice and people to come together. Soros admits he's flooding D.C. with his operatives, so it's going to be extremely, extremely dangerous, obviously, but this is something we've got to do. And I want to commit everybody that is coming to D.C. to stand up for the First Amendment in our electoral process. Now back to David Knight in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio, January the 17th, 2017. As you just heard Alex Jones, he's going to be coming in at the last half hour of the show. He has a huge announcement concerning attacks of a lethal nature. That's all I know about it, so you'll be able to hear that as it's introduced. So it's something that he's kept quite close to the chest, but he's going to be breaking that at the bottom of the show. Before I get back to the news, I just want to remind you that our special, Make Our Bodies Great Again, our 2017 initiative to improve your health, help you to do that by offering some discounts on some of the best sellers that we have at InfoWars Life, is about to end. It's going to end this week. It's going to end with the inauguration at the end of the week. We have Brain Force, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine, that's 30% off. Also, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation, that's 20% off. Liver Shield, Knockout, and Prostaguard, all 20% off as well at InfoWarsLife.com. So see discounts there from 20 to 30% off. And again, these sales will be ending at the end of the week. I was talking about the opposition to Donald Trump that's coming from Paul Ryan, for example. You know, he has proposed as an ethics rule that, and this would just be executive branch officials. This is not what the House of Representatives or Senate would do, but that executive branch officials, people working for him, would not be able to become lobbyists for 5 years. Currently, right now, they have a ban in place of 1 year. So he would extend that from 1 year to 5 years. He would also say, if you're going to come in and work in my cabinet as a senior executive official, you're not ever going to be able to lobby on the behalf of a foreign government. And Paul Ryan thinks that's a dangerous idea. A dangerous idea. I mean, we've just seen the situation. I reported that at just before we went to the bottom of the hour, how as we look at Paul Ryan and others, they say, the Hill said, what are they going to do? Because we got another infrastructure bill coming up this year. And last year, Paul Ryan led the fight to strike Buy American out of the infrastructure bill last year. So we got another one coming up this year. So we contacted him. The Hill contacted him. And Paul Ryan said, no comment. They had no comment from his office. And we also know that the guy that he replaced, the guy that helped him to get his position, John Boehner, had left in October 2015. And March of 2016, 5 months later, when they're doing this bill, this infrastructure bill, where they stripped out the Buy American clause last year, that his company that he went to work for, a lobbyist company there in Washington, D.C., was representing foreign steel concerns and saying, we want to get this Buy American stuff out of there. See, that's the swamp that we're talking about. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi is a big part of that as well. Nancy Pelosi and her insider trading, they get caught on it. They say, hey, there's no controlling legal authority here. There's not a problem. So we create the Stock Act. We wait till you don't pay any attention. And then 6 months later, boom. We gut it, so it has absolutely no effect. Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, they're all involved in these types of ethics insider trading. Nancy Pelosi's family has made a fortune off of that kind of insider trading. And, of course, Paul Ryan is part of that swamp as well, a big part of that swamp. And so when you look at the New York Times article, angst simmers in Washington as a Trump presidency nears. Understand, what they're concerned about is protecting their financial situation. They want to make sure they're going to be high-paid lobbyists, that they're going to stay there forever. They're going to hammer Donald Trump and say, you're here for the money, aren't you? Everything that he does, you're going to say, you got a conflict of interest. You own this hotel. That's a conflict of interest. You got somebody that's from a foreign government staying in your hotel. That's a conflict of interest. And that's what Donald Trump was originally going to talk about at a press conference, but then they dumped that dirt on him, the dirty dossier. He has a plan to deal with that. But it really is about them being concerned that the Trump Organization isn't going to just enact a hiring freeze, which would be something that would benefit all Americans, but he's actually going to do spending cuts, which would even benefit us more, but not the Washington, D.C. crowd. They're worried that there's going to be some actual cuts of workers. Stay with us and be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Reality check, rampant hacking, identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not...